It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is our special weekend episode of Opinions Matter. We call it Opinions Matter Extra, the Uncut Edition. And let me explain exactly what we do here on the weekend edition of Opinions Matter. If you watch us at all during the week on our live Facebook show, which is normally around about 1:30 on a weekday, you will have seen that at the start of it, myself and Jeremy, or Katie if she's here, sit here in the studio talking absolute utter rubbish for 10 or 15 minutes while the audience is building up on our Facebook page before we have our main podcast. And like I said, we talk about the most random rubbish.
We're like the number 47A bus. You just never know when we're going to...
Where does 47A go?
I've no idea. I don't even know if that is a bus.
I don't even think it is.
Yeah, they're all called weird things, aren't they? The 5X.
Yeah, seriously, I had no clue.
I haven't got a clue.
Yeah, I had no clue what's going on.
What was your bus when you were a kid?
The 45A or the 7.
Well, the 7 still exists. It goes to Blackrock.
And so does the 45A.
Actually, very quickly, just as a bit of a nostalgia.
Yeah, yeah.
Just for the liquors in the comments, when you're finished talking about what games you're playing and how many dib dabs you had for your dinner. What was your bus
growing? No 47A.
What was your bus?
There's only a 47.
Shut up.
There's no 47A, you're being told.
Shut up. What was your bus as a kid?
What was yours? Oh, the 16 or something like that.
No, it wasn't the 16. Jeez, I might give away where I'm from then. Oh, Tracy Hardyman, yeah.
I know where you're from.
Oh, yeah. Tracy Hardyman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was the 49A. I've no idea where that went.
Let's see.
Was that Ballymun?
Remember we used to do...
The bus game, yeah.
What was it, the 49A?
The 49A, yeah.
49A. No, there's no 49A. There's yeah, 49.
Well, Tracy's probably about 80, so it was probably back in the day.
Is there an A bus there? No, no A's. No, just 49.
Amanda's was the 27. The 27 used to go to Cabra. Was it Cabra?
We used to do a thing on the radio. No wonder we got thrown out.
Yeah.
The bus game
Thrown out for bad ratings.
Oh, yeah.
It's about terrible ratings. Terrible ratings.
The 27 is from Jobstown to Clare Hall.
Kathleen's just joined us thinking the show's just started. Hi, from the Liberties. Kathleen, the show's over. We started an hour
earlier today. Sorry about
listen
that, Kathleen.
The podcast.
But the podcast will be available in an hour. The 39A, says Paul. And then the 77, the 77A, and the 50, says Stephen.
So mine was the 48A.
Was that the Enniskerry bus?
No, that was the 44. Mine was the 48A. It went from Hawkins Street in town.
Yeah.
Yeah. To Ballantyre.
What number was it?
The 48A.
The 48A.
And my school bus.
Yeah.
Was the 17.
Was it?
Black Rock to Dolphins Barn. Yeah. It was always what you call ones with no upstairs? A mini decker? What's it called?
Ah, cheap L bus.
No, what is it called?
Nah, if it wasn't a double decker, it wasn't a thing.
Yeah, mine was the 17.
The Imp. Were you on the Imp?
What?
Were you on the Imp?
You Gimp.
No, the Imp.
It was the green one, the single decker green one. Oh, I get so excited to talk about buses. You know, I brought my. You know, there's a bus museum in Dublin.
Out in Malahide or somewhere,
Hoth,
is it?
It's in Hoth.
In Hoth, yeah.
And two summers ago, I got my son all stoked up. I was like, we're going to have the best day ever, Luke. Oh, Dad, I can't wait, Dad. Daddy, Sunday. Yes, Luke. Where are we going, Daddy? I can't tell you. And I was so excited about it. You know when you think that your kids are into the same shit you were into as a kid? Which is not the case.
No.
He's into vaping and drinking.
Fair play to him, good man.
And I'm joking. Anyway, I brought him out to Hoth and he was like, oh, where are we going, Dad? Where are we going, Dad? And we arrived and it's just a big shed with a lot of old buses in. And he literally turned around to me. And those of you who are a parent, yeah, you'll never know how much it tears your stomach out when your child looks at you and goes, I'm so disappointed in you. And I brought him to the bus museum and I was trying to get him stoked up. Luke, this is the 44. Used to go to Enniskerry back in the 80s. Dad, I don't care. Look at this bus. You used to be able to get on the back and swing off. Dad, Luke, do you know what a bus conductor is? Don't care, Dad. I don't care. I'm never going to use a bus. I'm not a bus person. And so if you want your kids to be disappointed by your parentage,
bring them to the
transport museum. I think it's actually quite cool. Christine, it's amazing more people comment about bus numbers than actual serious topics. Christine got the 16. So the 16 was from Beaumont in Churchtown out to Coolock.
Was it?
Because it's a bus I used to use as well.
The 16, okay,
very good. Yeah, yeah. The 38?
The 123, was that not the imp?
No, the 123 was an imp, and that's Drimna's bus. That goes from Drimna to O'Connell Street.
It was an imp, wasn't it?
What?
Was it not an imp at one stage?
Full of gimps, yeah.
No, an imp.
Yes, the 123 and the 122 were both imps. You don't need to Google, I'm telling you they were.
I want to see.
Yeah, they're now double-deckers. They go through Drimna.
There's the 123 as an imp, yeah.
Yeah. I'd love an imp.
What?
I'd love an imp.
It's a heaps of shit they were. For those of you no idea what a Dublin City imp, it was a Dublin City bus, but it was a small little...
Oh, I used to get the Crazy Prices bus as well.
What was that?
It was a crazy... Look that up.
Crazy Prices bus?
Yeah. It would drop you from Crazy Prices to your gaff. They need to start doing that, bringing you... See...
Really? I never knew they existed.
It didn't go to your body back because it'd be stoned out of it. Literally stoned.
Well, they went to Janelle Shopping Centre.
Oh, yeah. Yep, stoned out of it. So, the Crazy Prices bus. Crazy Prices was the shop that came before Tesco's.
Yeah.
And Quinsworth, I think it was. And Crazy Prices was a great shop. Did you have one in Ballybrack?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
That was burnt down. Literally burnt it out.
I never knew that was a thing. I never saw one of them in my life.
We'll put a photograph of it actually in our WhatsApp group.
I can't wait.
Okay, but then I won't bother. No, there's no point. You can Google it. Anyway, the Crazy Prices bus was a bus that was owned by Crazy Prices. And people were poor back then, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we lived off Yellow Pack food when we were kids.
Did you?
Yeah,
devil.
Yeah, Yellow Pack. And,
there's a Facebook page you'll love. Irish Bus and Coach Past and Present.
Oh, that's like dirtyhornysluts.com for me. That's not that I know that website, okay?
There's aerial shots of buses.
Oh, dirty.
Orange buses, green buses.
Oh, Anal Intruders Part 5. Give me more. Tell me what's on it.
Hang on, let's see. There's one of the new modern buses.
Is that the Harristown bus?
It is. There's buses galore here.
Look at my gaping hole.co.uk. Oh my God, look at those. I love buses, I really do.
There you are. Well, this is, you'll get off on this.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Anyway, what was I saying?
I don't know.
Yes, back in the day when people were too poor or didn't have cars, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How would you get your shopping home from Crazy Prices?
On the Crazy Prices bus, apparently.
So the Crazy Prices bus would pick you up outside Crazy Prices.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'd all go in with your shopping. Ah, how are you, Mr. O'Donoghue? That's who drove the bus. How are you, Mr. O'Donoghue? I have 4 bags here. Can you help me with it? That's my mother, by the way.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
She hasn't changed then.
Can you put the bags in the back of the bus? So you'd have all these smelly, pissy L ones sitting on the Crazy Prices bus.
Including your mother.
No, my mother wasn't a pissy L one.
Jeez. Oh, I think we'd end this conversation.
No, I don't think we should. I'm telling you, this is nostalgia.
No, I don't care about buses.
So everybody, all the albums would be holding.
I thought you'd pay places to go and people to see.
I know, no, nothing comes between me and a bus. Literally.
Here, I have a friend who's into buses as well.
If you gave me an option, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I have an ex-friend who's into buses. I'd put you in touch with them.
If you gave me an option, yeah?
Yeah.
Have sex tonight with the most beautiful woman in the world.
That's your wife.
My wife, of course. Yeah, yeah. Oh, thank you for that. Yeah. Have sex with the most beautiful woman in the world or ride the Crazy Prices bus for one more time. What do you think I'd pick?
Probably the bus.
No, both. I'd have sex with her on the Crazy Prices bus. How are you, love? Can I put... Mr. O'Donoghue, can I put them down the back of the bus? But the problem was, Aidan, was that there was no air conditioning on the Crazy Prices bus. It was like a sauna. Have you ever been in a sauna?
There's no air conditioning on any Dublin bus.
They're cooler now. Have you ever been on a sauna?
Have I ever been in a sauna?
Yeah.
Of course I've been in a sauna, yeah.
Oh, yeah, say so.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, yeah. So by the time you got home, the milk would be gone off because it was so hot in the bus. So my mother, yeah, used to hang her Premier Dairy's milk out the window so that it wouldn't go off. Those were the days. Bring back the 80s.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
There are loads. As soon as they find out Katie's are going to be on, that's it. They don't want to know.
Well, people won't come on with me.
There are callers that refuse.
Well, I am objectionable.
You are absolutely objectionable.
I am offensive and objectionable.
You are.
So really, there's people who won't come on because I'm on.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're objectionable.
But I'm genuinely such a pleasant person. I hold back in my opinions and I don't say what I really think. Actually, no, sorry. Before you make me out to be something, can we allude back to this? Can we refer back to this, please?
Okay, we got a message in just before we went live today. And where's the message? What was his name, actually?
It was David, actually. It was David. It's right there. I've actually taken screenshots.
You probably did you?
I'm going to print them out and hang them up in my sitting room.
Anyway, we obviously message people. We put up our topics that we're going to be talking about on the show, and then we message people to see what they'd like to come on as a caller and whatever, and that's what we do regularly. And one particular caller we messaged And he messaged back to say, "No, sorry, I love the show. I just can't stand that redhead wokey guy."
Right? And Adrian was like to me, "Who is it?" I was like, "I think he's talking about Jeremy."
So I wrote back to him and I said, "Which one are you talking about, Adrian or Jeremy?" And he said, "The red-headed fella on the left."
Now, if so you're, when you're looking on Facebook, it's I'm on the left and you're on the right.
Yeah. So the redhead on the left, "I loved the lady last week, Katie." Yeah. "She spoke her mind. You should bring her back. Everyone loved her."
No.
Who's everyone?
David. David. My own parents don't even like me, David. But thanks. I'll take it, you know. I will take it.
Will you?
Ah, yeah. It beats being called an asshole.
Well, that's true. But then there are other callers who just refuse point blank to come on when you're on.
Well, I'm sorry.
Because you're such a weapon of a thing.
Because they can't. No, do you know what that is?
You're such a weapon of a thing.
No, that's people who aren't intelligent enough to have a debate because they know they can't win because I will outsmart them.
No, you don't. You're just a narky old cantankerous old fuck.
I'm not cantankerous. I'm the happiest person ever. I don't do drama.
What?
Jeez. Okay, maybe on the podcast I do.
I've known you many, many years. You don't just do drama on the podcast. You are a drama queen.
Me?
Yep.
Me. No, I am not. I hate drama. And by the way, as for those people who won't come on, screw them. We don't need them. Go and listen to another podcast.
But there's no other podcast worth listening to.
Oh. Self flattery is no flattery.
No, no, no. It's true, though. It's true. There are no other podcasts worth listening to.
Honestly, are you joking? Are there really people who actually will not come on when they find out I'm on?
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, message us in the comments. Katie, yes or no?
Oh, no, don't do that.
Do.
It's going to be no, because I'm going to...
No. I want to find out.
No, don't.
Because I'm actually off next week, and Katie's on with Jeremy.
So are these guys going to decide my fate?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Is it faith or fate?
Faith, F-A-T-E.
Oh, okay.
You tick.
Okay. So are these people going to decide my fate? Faith.
You tick.
Are these people going to decide my fate?
No, there's no H in it. Fate.
I said fate.
Fate, yeah.
I have to go back to school.
So, Katie, yes or no? That's my question, okay?
No, don't answer that.
Do you like Katie on the podcast or do you not like Katie on the podcast?
This could be very insulting.
It could be.
This could be.
It could be.
Send me into a deep depression.
It could.
You're literally putting me up on something to be berated.
Katie is brilliant. She causes chaos for the week or the day that she's on, then disappears. Well, you're stuck with her for all of next week.
Oh, like in my previous job when I walked out, dropped that bomb and walked away.
You did.
I don't regret a thing. I'd do it again.
100 yeses, says Darren.
This is actually taking a nice little turn. I will take this because I was not expecting this. So, yeah, no, it's okay. You can keep messaging, guys. It's fine. Now, Adrian, that kind of blew up in your face because I think you were expecting that. They won't come on with me.
Katie is the only one not gone woke.
I am not woke. I hate woke.
Katie, yes, she brings the drama and the laughter. She's hilarious. There's nothing fucking funny about her at all, Diane. Nothing.
Do I have you?
Here they go.
Oh,
Samantha.
We're starting to turn.
No.
I don't get Samantha. Samantha hurt. Okay, I'm just going to go and block her right now.
No, you won't block anybody.
Block her. That's
Katie,
okay,
yes.
Samantha. Look, if you're everybody's cup of tea in life, life would be very boring. And in fairness, 99.99% of the comments, like... I'll take them. And it totally blew up in your face.
You're such a child.
I'm just going to take screenshots here. You work away. I'm going to write them all down.
I pity anybody who has to work with you every day. I really do.
Oh, the presenter who I have to produce for?
Oh, anybody who has to work for you every day. My heart goes out.
Look, now, Adrian, you are the first name on the podcast. You are the name that people see. Can you get off your phone, please?
No, I'm sorry. I'm after being sent.
I don't care what you've been sent.
Stop.
Cute your grandson is. We're in the middle of our broadcast.
My daughter just sent me my daily video.
I'm gonna eat
little cheeks on them.
What is it about babies laughing? It's just so infectious.
It is infectious.
It really is.
It is so infectious.
Anyway, that's my Friday laughter from my grandson.
He's very cute.
He is very cute.
How did that spawn from your genetic tree?
How did?
Yeah.
Because I produce fine-looking children.
Laura can't be your daughter. There's no way.
What?
She's way too good-looking.
insulting.
Oh, sorry, did I say that out loud?
You actually did say it out loud.
You tried to insult me and it backfired. Oh, Adrian, sorry, yes. Your name is the first name that we see on the podcast.
Correct, yeah?
So Jeremy is the lesser of the two. Yeah?
So absolutely,
there's quite a number of people here saying, get Katie in over Jeremy. So, I mean, I think...
So you want a permanent... Hang on.
I want a permanent...
Let's just see. Hang on.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast.
Here we go.
The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
No, I want Katie first.
Oh, so a few people say they like Katie on the podcast and suddenly it's going to your head.
I just think it has a nicer ring to it, the Opinions Matter podcast with Katie and Adrian.
No.
When's my headshots?
What?
My headshots.
We had a bloody photo shoot and you didn't even turn up.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Remember, I put the wrong day in.
Yeah, you tick.
Can we do that again?
We might. We'll do one after Christmas.
Can we?
Yeah. You egotistical...
Well, actually, no. Do you know what?
There's Sean. Yeah, sack Jeremy.
Yeah, well, there you go. Give the people what they want and give me more money. And I'm in.
This has really gone ridiculous now. This has all gone to your head.
What?
It's gone to your head.
Oh, listen, K-Mac comes with a price. So,
okay.
You want all of this, you got to pay for it. And that's not to sound like
that's
a prostitute.
That's what prostitutes say. That's literally what they say. You want all of this, you pay for it.
No, listen, if you want my brains, buddy, you got to pay me for them because this don't come cheap. So... But listen, the listeners have spoke Jeremy out. Yeah.
Oh, the amount of people saying sack Jeremy.
Oh, this is, do you know what's wildly inappropriate about all of this? Is
what?
That when I was just, 17, 18?
Yeah.
Driving along in my car, I went when Jeremy texted me saying, hey, Katie, there's a job coming up on FM 104. You should apply.
That's right.
And alas, the student has become the master.
Okay, Jeremy, bye-bye.
Can we send him screenshots?
Bye, Jeremy.
Oh, look. No, this is getting... Oh, look. Now, you see, now it's getting physical. This is I can get on board with.
Okay, so this is Amanda. You could do with some attractiveness in your ads. Get Katie on it. Give you a boost.
I don't do topless.
Oh, well, then there's no point.
No.
What's the point, then?
No.
I'd say if the money was right, you would. No. Oh, Jesus. Katie's a nice, fresh, happy face.
Happy face.
Jerry's a crusty old sock. Well, he says another word.
He is a crusty old sock. Cum sock.
Yes, that's what it said.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what the message said.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
I have to share something with all of you.
Oh.
I have a friend.
Okay. A friend? Is this a friend?
No.
Oh, it's an actual friend.
No. She's a female friend.
Or yourself. I
mean. Emma Louise is her name.
Okay.
She listens to the podcast, you can say hello to
her. Okay, hi Emma Louise.
Now, Emma Louise is a good friend of mine, and she's someone that I would always consider level-headed. And she's not one of these conspiracy people. You know there's certain people who believe in every conspiracy,
yes.
You know what I mean? And she's not a conspiracy theorist. And I want to share this with all of you and see if anybody can make sense of this, or any of you believe this as well. So she's going away on holidays next month in January. She's taking a week in Ireland. And I was saying in January.
Yeah,
lots of people go away in January. Anyway, she was saying that she was booking a hotel and hotels were very expensive. And I said, you should book an Airbnb. Have you ever booked Airbnb?
I have.
Yeah.
Not in Ireland. Because if you're going away in Ireland,
You've never left the state.
Yes,
I've never left the state. You've never left the 26 counties. What country were you in?
I've been in Lanzarote.
Lanzarote's not a country.
France, I've been to Italy.
No, you have. You were never in Italy.
And Lanzarote is a country.
You were, no, it's Lanzarote is a country. What's the capital of Lanzarote?
Puerto del Carmen. Is that about the capital?
Do you honestly... stop everything. Do you honestly... No, shut the fuck up for a second. Stop laughing.
I don't think Lanzarote's a country.
Why did you say it?
It's an island in Spain, or off... A Spanish island.
Okay, where is it?
In the sea. It's like down there. So if you're looking at the map and you like go eye point, eye level down, it's like down.
Okay, if you were in Lanzarote...
You're looking at Morocco.
No, you wouldn't be, actually. No.
You are actually looking at Morocco. No. You can nearly see it. If you have binoculars, you can probably see it.
No, that would want to be some pair of binoculars. You can what? So Lanzarote is off the coast of where?
Spain.
No.
Italy.
By the way, I know many.
I never did geography.
I know many of you may think that Katie plays up to the tick stereotype, but she's not actually playing. She's actually that fucking stupid. So she was away in Lanzarote about 5 years ago.
No idea
actually,
where on the map I was.
She was away in Lanzarote on holidays about 5 years ago, and apart from mine, she sent me a bikini photograph from the holiday, and I literally,
that went straight to the bank.
Oh no! My, oh. Oh no! No, I was. I remember the day I was at home having. Oh God. Guys, I was at home. Just picture this. I was at home having dinner, and I know what day of the week it was. It was a Monday.
It's still on your phone. I actually saw it on your phone.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, you literally had it on your
phone.
It
was a Monday because I was having spaghetti bolognese, spag ball Monday in our house. We obviously, and I was sitting at the table having spaghetti bolognese. Mm-hmm. And Katie sent, we have a little group, myself, Adrian, and Katie.
I never sent you a bikini photo. WhatsApp. That's such a lie.
We have a little WhatsApp group.
Such a lie.
And in the WhatsApp group, Katie said, greetings from Puerto del Carmen. PDC, and it was a selfie of her on the beach of Puerto Carmen in a bikini. And my wife will testify to this, because my wife doesn't lie. My spaghetti bolognese came back up.
It
literally, there was projectile.
I'd say that's
projectile bolognese everywhere.
I'd say that has gotten you through some difficult moments, Jeremy.
Oh no, no, no! That would be what they call in
the anti-boner.
That would be what they call in the dictionary as a challenging wank. That's what it's called. Have you never heard of a challenging wank?
No,
I don't know. It's because I don't masturbate. A challenging wank, yeah? It's a game that young fellas play against each other, yeah?
Ew, this is
Have you never heard of a challenging wank?
No, I've not.
Because after we're finished talking about a challenging wank, we'll come back to where Lanzarote
okay.
is. So a challenging wank is where a man who is a masturbator.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that not all men?
No, absolutely not. If you're satisfied, there's no need to masturbate. Do you hear that, Paul Brady? That's just his message in there. I just want to make sure.
I would say that poor man's hand is like sandpaper.
Allegedly. Anyway, a challenging wank is where you give a mate of yours a photograph.
Ah, stop.
Yeah.
Of somebody ugly.
It could be somebody ugly or it could be like a cow in a pair of high heels.
Jeremy, this isn't a thing. You're ripping the piss out of me.
I swear to God, I'm not. Seriously.
Have you ever done it?
No, I haven't, because I'm not. It's for like people 25, 26, that kind of age. And like, say, for instance, you would give somebody a photograph of Susan Boyle and say, there you go, that's your challenge. And you have to somehow masturbate to a photograph. No, sorry, I didn't mean to say Susan.
I didn't mean to say
Susan Boyle. That's not fair. Susan Boyle is not.
Susan Boyle, if you're listening, we apologise for your sheer rudeness. Yeah. As if you're sitting there like an oil paint. And I bet you would be a challenger wank.
Oh my God. Yes, I would.
You would be a challenger
wank. Yes, I would. If anybody wants a photograph of me, I will send it to you and see how you get on. Okay.
There's plenty of people. Darren says, what the fuck, Darren, I'm with you.
I would have thought everybody knew about that.
No, that is so messed up.
Martin says, for a man who doesn't knock one out, he seems to know a lot about it. Well, Martin, you don't have to knock one out to know about it. I know that it exists. I used to do it back in the day. Oh, back in my teenage days, I don't need to know
anymore.
I was the Mo Farah of masturbation.
I bet you were.
You know, Mo Farah.
You didn't see your first real pair of boobs before you were 21, was that what you said? Or 22 or something?
Yeah, my mum's.
And you paid for
it. My mum's, we went on holidays and she was topless on the beach.
Do you remember the time?
Anyway, Katie said,
do you remember the time with your man in Today FM?
Yes, we don't want to talk about that. We can't talk about it.
Can I please tell this story? It's fantastic.
No, because it makes no sense. You have to be there. Anyway, we need to get back to that. That's called a challenging wank.
Okay.
Now, where is Lanzarote?
An island in the sea that's part of Spain.
But if I was to give you a map and you were to point it.
Okay, so if you look at the map and you have Ireland.
This is really happening with me, guys. This is Opinions Matter Extra. This is what you're tuning in for. I'm going to show you.
So like, here's Europe.
Oh, God, you're doing finger puppets.
No, I'm not. So here's Europe, right? And there's.
Well, this is a podcast. People can't see.
There's England and Ireland.
People can't see
is
the map.
Where,
you're
is that where England is as opposed to Ireland? I can't remember.
England's behind us. Okay. Well, it's the UK. It's not just England.
So then if you go like eye point level, go down, well, there's Lanzarote.
Yeah. So Casey's just drawn a map that looks like a tumour. Looks like a tumour that you'd have removed from your bowel or something like that. No, that is true. When you fly to Lanzarote from Ireland, you go directly south. You go over the Bay of Biscay, which is where?
In the sea.
It's in France.
Okay.
The Bay of Biscay. You've never heard of the Bay of Biscay?
No.
So you kind of go. But the nearest, like Darren said, Lanzarote is off the coast of Africa. Africa's a continent, Darren. It's off a country.
Yeah, Morocco.
It's called Western Sahara.
I'm pretty sure you can do a day trip to Morocco from Lanzarote. Didn't you?
The last time, anyway, after Katie.
You did it.
No, I didn't. Shut up. After Katie sent me the photograph, it's Western Sahara. Anyway, that's the country that's beside it. After Katie sent me the photograph of her in the bikini on Puerto del Carmen Beach, and I literally puked my ring up.
From what desire?
Literally, Mrs. D was wiping down the walls. She's like, what's wrong with you? And I showed her the photograph. She went, yeah, you're right. I get you. I don't mind cleaning.
Anyway, you wish.
The last time Katie was in Lanzarote, I said to her, she said, she texted me, she said, Jeremy, because she knows I'm a well-travelled man. I've travelled the world and the seven seas.
I knew you were going to say that.
And she said to me, give me something to do in Lanzarote on board. And I said, do you have a car? And she says, yeah, I rented a car. And I said, why don't you drive to Malaga? It's a lovely drive.
Oh, yeah.
And she says, oh, that sounds like a great day trip. And it says, yeah, you can drive from Lanzarote to Malaga. Malaga's a beautiful city.
Yeah,
and
lovely.
How did you get on with that drive?
I didn't do it. Because upon my research, I discovered that, alas, you cannot drive to Malaga.
Not even in the same continent.
It's okay. When I started working with Jeremy and Adrian, they're actually, you're a pair of bastards. You really are. But the shit you used to set me up. Remember when I was like 17, 18, I'd started working with you guys and you sent me looking for... for Sandy Rowe.
Yeah, we told Katie that there was a person called Sandy Rowe that lived up to the north. So anyway, we were talking about Lanzarote. So I want to talk about my friend who's going on holidays in Ireland in January. So she wanted to book a hotel, but hotels are very expensive. And I said to her, why don't you do an Airbnb? Mm-hmm. And you know why she won't book an Airbnb?
Why?
I didn't realise there are people that believe this. She will not book an Airbnb. By the way, this isn't true. But she won't book an Airbnb because she thinks that there's hidden cameras in them.
I agree with her.
Nobody's putting a hidden camera in your room. Nobody wants to see that.
They want to see it.
Look at this.
Hang on.
Oh my God. Does anybody actually believe that?
This is a thing I know somebody had happened to.
Oh my God.
The story actually was made the news at the time. Look there. I actually know this guy very well. Irish, we knew we needed to get out. Irish family find 8 hidden cameras in their holiday Airbnb. Now, I know this family. I know this person very well. This person was at my wedding. I know this human being. That's not me.
By the way, to that fella, if you were at Katie's wedding, I hope you didn't put a hidden camera in her bedroom that night. Jesus Christ. It's animal porn.
Jeremy, you're obsessed with me. It's actually getting a bit weird. You're like obsessed with me.
So sorry. Are there many people that actually believe that?
This happened to this family. I would say there are some freaks there that
put
them in.
But she literally will not book an Airbnb in Ireland because she says,
would be the same.
I couldn't go to the toilet because I think there'd be a hidden camera.
Yeah.
But where did they hide where did they hide the cameras?
Plus Airbnb are for scum anyway.
No.
No. Ireland, especially if you're going away in Ireland. Ireland has some
Airbnb, by the way. Sorry. Airbnb are for scum. That should be the tagline on the app, shouldn't it? Airbnb is... You can book a castle on Airbnb.
No, I understand that. I know. But what I'm saying is that Ireland has amazing hotels. I think Irish hotels are nicer than any hotel.
But do you honestly think if you... Say for instance, I booked an Airbnb in the Gaeltacht last year because the kids wanted to go to the Gaeltacht for 4 days. Mm-hmm. And I went to Connemara.
Would you want to take a chance, though?
We booked a cottage. So do you think...
Do you want to see your sex face online?
Oh, I have seen my sex face. Not online, but I caught myself in the mirror once and it looks like I'm having a stroke. You know that look where half your face drops? By the way, I'm not making fun of people who have strokes. It's a terrible thing.
But
do you remember the episode of Family Guy where Peter Griffin had the stroke? They're like...
Is that your sex face?
That's my sex
face. Poor Sue. Sue, I'm praying for you.
Why would they put cameras in Airbnbs? What's the reason?
Because they're perverts.
Really?
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
But who wants to see me doing a poo-poo?
Nobody.
No.
Nobody.
And who wants to see...
Maybe some creep open to watch you whack one out.
I don't whack one out, though. That's the problem. So you would be of that mind as well, that you are... but you're full of those conspiracies. You thought COVID wasn't real and all that.
No, I thought COVID was real. I totally thought COVID was real.
No. Her and them. What's his name? Gavin Pepper used to be...
Gavin Pepper.
Yeah, calling it COVID and all that. It's not real. Jeremy, it's not real.
I had COVID twice, thank you very much.
Yeah, you did.
But no, I think hotels definitely because Airbnb are usually for scum.
Okay, so Sarah Louise, if you're listening, you're actually right. Don't book an Airbnb. But can we just say so we don't get sued? We are not suggesting for any moment, for any minute, that every Airbnb...
No, not all Airbnb are scum, but there are some shitholes.
But if I was putting out my property on Airbnb... Mm-hmm. And nobody would want to stay because
you'd have cameras in the toilet.
I'd put a camera in the living room to make sure that they weren't wrecking the gaff and stuff like that.
But sure, you'd see it after you came in.
Yeah, but it's too late. They're gone.
You know, you've got their card details and stuff.
They're gone there. So what's the point?
That's a very weird thing to do.
So somewhere in Ireland, you're saying there's an Airbnb that has a camera.
Oh, I'd say so.
Who wants to see people going to the toilet?
Creeps and weirdos.
Okay, Sarah Louise, Katie agrees with you, but Katie also believes that Lanzarote is beside Malaga.
Sarah Louise, go to a hotel. We have some fabulous hotels. Go to a hotel.
There you go. Thank you.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Can I ask you a question?
Sorry, yeah, sure.
What sort of mileage does your car have? Like, do you like it?
Oh! No,
you don't know what I'm doing. I just asked you.
You are so clever. So Katie, no, Darren, one up from that.
Very clever.
You are so clever. Darren, one up from that, actually.
Sorry, Darren here is trying to guess who's a listener. By the way, for people who don't understand, when you're listening to this podcast on Spotify or whatever, we have messages coming in as we record this live. Because people often say, who are you talking to? We're talking to the people who are listening
to the
live. We call them the lickers. Yeah, we like to call them the keyboard lickers. So you drive a Peugeot.
A Peugeot, yeah.
209.
Don't ever get Peugeot.
No, I don't buy
electric first. Problems.
Okay. Anyway, I don't care about the electric problems.
Yeah.
What's the mileage?
It's low mileage.
How is your mileage?
It's a new enough car.
No, how's your mileage?
My mileage. I have low mileage.
Yeah, she does. We were looking at something on the web there before we came on today. Don't I even ask how we got? And it was.
We talk about everything, myself and Jeremy.
All about the amount of sexual partners that the average 30-year-old woman should have. Now, don't give out the answer. I was shocked.
Oh, Darren says I can profile people with their cars. Oh, Darren, profile me. I'm not saying what car I have because I'm a superstar and I don't want to be followed by lickers. So.
Yeah, we don't want lickers following.
No.
Anyway, you know the answer to this. Mm-hmm. Or do you? What would you say? I'm shocked by this. What would you say the average? Now, this is just for women. The average 30-year-old woman.
What?
How much dick has she had?
Now,
that's not what the survey said.
The average.
So you're breathing very heavy. Can you pull that back from your mouth.
The average 30-year-old.
Someone said, by the way, somebody says, yeah.
Yeah.
They were listening to a podcast with you and Adrian recently in an episode, and it was like Darth Vader was doing.
That's Adrian, that's not me. I only do that when I'm on with you, Jeremy, because you turn me on.
I make you breathe heavy.
You make me breathe heavy because I am literally sitting here for the duration of the show turned on.
Well, this was my scent today.
I did say that to you. Smell good today.
Gorgeous.
What is it?
It's Emporio Armani.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
You do smell good.
Come over. I'll just put my neck over to have a sniff.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if that was
things are getting heated in here,
if that was sprayed somewhere else now.
Why would you spray aftershave on your penis?
Don't ever spray aftershave on your penis.
I would imagine it's probably not a very nice sensation.
No, it's toxic on your penis. Anyway, the average 30-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Why do you hear this, guys? Because I don't believe this. It says here that the average 30-year-old woman has only had between 2 and 4 lifetime sexual partners.
I don't believe that.
No.
No. No, not nowadays.
I'm sorry. Who are these women? Nuns! Have more sexual partners than that.
Sesh mots every weekend. Does the rise of the sesh mots, especially in Dublin, like there's no way. Two to four.
I wonder how honest our listeners would be if we were to ask them what's it called?
Body count.
Body count, is that what it's called? If we were to ask them what their body count was.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say mine.
Well, I'm a very good girl. So.
And I'm not going to, can we say yours?
No.
Ah, why can't we?
No, you absolutely will.
I'm very proud of yours.
Yeah, well, okay, I'm a classy gal. No, don't even.
I just said I can't.
Yeah.
I can't give out Katie's number. But Katie's number, I only found this out. Actually, no, I've always known it, haven't I?
You've always known it,
I think you said it.
We're best friends.
I think you said it when I interviewed you for the job.
Yeah, you asked me, you were like, what's the chance of a ride? And I was like, it's probably very unlikely.
And that's why she got the job, because I know I'm safe.
My body could change.
So, sorry? Yes, no, but it could. Casey's a single woman, by the way, now. We don't want to dwell on it, but you are.
I am.
So your body count can be anything, really.
It can change.
At this stage. But I was shocked because, and don't take this the wrong way, you come across a bit of a slush.
Oh, all right, okay. I'm dirty-minded.
Yes, you are dirty-minded.
Yeah, yeah.
Casey, for those of you who know her, well, you don't know her. How would any of you know her? She doesn't want to know you all. You're
lickers. No, I hate you all.
Yeah, well done.
No, I actually really like them all. That's not fair.
No, but your body count, and we're not going to say the number, is, I'm not going to give the number, but can I say pleasantly low?
Yeah.
Like I'm impressed.
Okay, thanks. That's patronising.
No, it's not patronising. Can I pat you on the head?
No.
But for someone who is, you have the filthiest mind. Okay, let's see. For those of you
but
listening.
But that's what being in a long-term relationship from a young age does.
Yeah, you were in a, yes, of course,
so,
yeah.
I mean.
Oh, had you been single in your 20s, you would have been a hoe.
I would have been like.
Yeah, literally a hoe, 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 hoe. Yeah.
No, Darren, you're wrong, actually.
Sorry, what's Darren say?
Don't read it out. But yeah, that subject to change now.
Yeah. So what would you like to get it up to?
Oh, I don't want to get it. I have
so
no...
So Katie is... Katie's breaking news, CNN. This is breaking news. Katie's been a free agent for
a while.
Quite some time. She hasn't talked about it. She doesn't want to talk about it, which is fine. No. And it's none of your business. None of your business.
So why bring it up?
I don't know. Because I'm just... No, because people will then think that you are... becoming what's it called when you're married? A mistress.
Oh, mistress. No, you're not. Love to be a dirty mistress.
No, you can't be. You have to be married.
I want to be a dirty mistress.
You once said on this podcast, and I'll find the tape. That's what Adrian always says.
Oh, dirty mistresses are hoes.
You said that mistresses are cock-guzzling hoes. Do you take that back now?
Dirty mistress? No, I keep that. I would never do the dirty mistress thing. I would never sleep with somebody who's in a relationship.
Okay.
Ever.
Okay. Okay.
A serious relationship.
Okay.
And I would never sleep with somebody if I am in a relationship. But yeah, no, I'm low mileage. Yeah. But
you have
filthy mind to go with it.
So, well done.
What's your number?
I can't give my number.
Because it's like probably lower than mine.
Well, lower than yours will be in the minuses.
Well, no, you've got it wrong.
Okay, well, let's put out to the listeners. How many, if you're not too embarrassed to give us your body count, and I mean, you can lie about it.
Bother lying about it?
But what is so your pathetic body count? You can either WhatsApp us, 08, what's the number?
So Jeremy's telling me before
085-825
What was it you said?
Shush, I'm trying to get the
number.
No,
what was it you said?
085-825-2626 Or just comment on the Facebook page and just give us an honest number as to what your body count is. Do you think people are very touchy about...
I don't think so, but you were saying...
You make a bit more noise.
Yeah, sorry, my thing fell off. You were saying that a low body count, so like what I was saying to you is appealing.
Yes, I think men are appealed... That's the wrong way to say that, isn't it?
Hmm.
Men will be more turned on by a low body count.
I would have thought the opposite. That's really funny.
No, yeah. You don't know anything about men.
No, I don't.
You don't know anything about men.
I don't know anything.
So, a man doesn't want to drive a car with high mileage.
Nobody wants to drive a car with high mileage. Awesome. I always seen women are the same, though, with men. Like, if I were seeing someone and I wanted something serious, or I was thinking something serious, and he said, like, a really high body count, yeah, it probably would be a bit like...
Sorry, hang on. You don't mind a man with a high body count?
It depends on what you're looking for, doesn't it? So, I mean, if you want to marry the guy and you're thinking wedding bells and whatever, I think it probably would matter more so, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think that's the difference between men and women. I think it bothers men to know that a woman has had a high body count. Like, say, for instance, what's your woman's name?
Bonnie Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah, she's ridden everything.
If I had a garden of Mickeys...
You wouldn't give her one?
No, I wouldn't dig up the Mickey and
no,
absolutely.
No. Trash.
Absolutely.
Trash.
I mean, she's entitled to do whatever she wants to do. But it just, that would not turn me on at all.
But I would think most women would be turned off. But if you're seeing a bloke and you turn around and said 60.
Oh, no, here's a revelation. You know our friend Eddie,
mm-hmm.
Eddie Phipps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or Pips. Is it Pips or Phipps?
Phipps. And I probably wouldn't use his surname, just saying.
But he's commenting on Facebook there. His name is on Facebook. Okay, we call him Eddie Phillips.
Okay.
So Eddie Phillips, I'm very surprised. His number is very high from years of working in ski resorts and holiday camps and travelling the world. Now, no offence, Eddie, I wouldn't have thought your number would be high because he doesn't have much of a personality. Does he? But he doesn't. Sure he doesn't. He doesn't.
You're such a dick. You can't say that.
But he doesn't.
You cannot say that.
But how did he pull women?
You can't say that. That's so mean.
But how did he pull women?
Because
he's a bit objectionable, isn't he?
The ski resort.
He's a bit opinionated.
Can blind women ski?
Yes, a blind woman.
I'm only joking, Eddie. I'm only joking.
A blind woman can ski. Well done for saying you're very high.
Do we have any hot listeners? I don't think so.
No, we don't. Anyway, Katie's number, you'll be all glad to know that. I'm not giving the number. But for her age...
Are you saying I'm classy?
Yeah, no, I really think...
I'm classy?
Yeah, I really think.
Yay.
Brian wants to know, why are women always more horny than men? That's not true.
What?
No.
I'd say it's fairly level, to be fair.
And Sean says Bonnie Blue is like a sausage factory. Here's the thing about Bonnie Blue, yeah? Mm-hmm. I don't like men giving out about her because they should. If you're going to give out about Bonnie Blue being a tramp, yeah, you have to give out about the men that queue up to have sex there. How sad are they?
Yeah, but not every man.
No, but you ever see the videos of the men all queuing up? Like, no. Oh, I'm going to get you to go in and give Bonnie Blue on next. Oh, like it's,
that girl has so many issues she needs to sort out.
She needs
so much psychological help.
Yeah. Anyway, well done to Katie. A body count of 15.
15. Would that probably be standard now?
I'd say so.
It's not 15, by the way. But it probably would be, I would say. Because you see all these hoes going around.
Oh, we can't call women hoes now.
Oh, well, I'm going to call some women hoes. Okay, I'm sorry, but these sesh mots going around.
Yeah.
You know, sleeping with people for a bag of Coke or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, girl, no. And I'm sorry, but I don't
like
care.
If it was a bag of Coke and a pair of shoes, you'd say fair enough. Yeah, but just a bag
at
of
least
Coke.
Go for Louis Vuittons as well. But if it was... So, I'm sorry, no. To 2025, people say, oh, women, we can do what we want with our bodies.
Sorry,
you know,
Mickey Sanders, or whatever his name is saying that you only have a body count of one.
Mick, you know so little.
Yeah, yet so much.
Yet so much.
And Casey says this should be a topic. No, see, we won't do it on topic because people will not be honest about it.
No.
You know, because if men have
this is a topic. What I'm about to say is controversial and I don't even care. And girls, okay, you can come at me. I don't care.
No one's going
to
come at you.
The girls will come at me. All these liberal, oh, it's my body, my vagina.
Go on, quick.
A woman who goes out every weekend sleeping with different men, it isn't attractive. It's very unbecoming. I'm all for freedom of the body and all that, but like you can do that with having a bit of self-respect. We all know these sesh mots who are out and they, you know, more
okay
penis than dinner, hot dinners.
Okay.
Do you not agree? You won't say it though because you're a man and you're terrified.
Terrified. Absolutely.
It's okay for me to say it. It's not okay for
you to say
it.
Look at Eddie. We're all curious what happened with your relationship, Katie. How fucking no? That's why I asked the question. How does he pull women? He's an objectionable. Oh, an objectionable man.
I'll talk about it again.
No, you won't.
I'll talk about it. Hang on a second.
I'm going to argue on your behalf here. None of your fucking business.
But
none of your business.
Nothing, did it just?
No, it's
things
why,
happen. I'm not embarrassed.
You shouldn't be.
No.
But why do people? It's like, you know, when someone dies now, the first question, how did they die? Who gives a fuck how
but
they
it
died?
It is the question, to be fair. If you came in to me and said, oh, myself and Sue split up, the first thing I would say,
I'm dead. If you said
no,
I'm dead.
No.
Oh, you'd be in my seat like a hot
snot. Yeah. Listen to the Opinions Matter podcast with Katie and Adrian.
The liners would be changed immediately.
No, but I'm deadly serious here. It is fair to say that's the first thing that people ask. Mick wants this to be a topic, not my relationship, my finished relationship.
There is a topic in that. And Angela,
there is a topic.
Angela says no comment on how many she's had. Jeez, Angela, I'd say it's like Connolly Station. The stage.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.